I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey everybody, it's Eric from The One You Feed back with another mini episode. She was depressed, just gotten divorced, had a young daughter who she wasn't sure how she would feed, and then went on to be rejected by 12 publishers. This is J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books, before Harry Potter broke out. The Beatles famously were rejected. We've all heard the stories about it took Edison 1,000 times to make the light bulb. You know, 1,000 tries that didn't work, and he finally made it. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance was rejected 121 times. It took me 3 tries before I achieved my first long-term sobriety. So these are the sort of stories that we hear all the time, and they're usually presented to us in the sense of things like keep trying at business, or keep submitting your book, or in my case, keep trying to get sober, which are all very valuable points, and I think we all need reminded of that success doesn't often come right at the beginning, that it takes us a while to achieve success. But I wanted to talk about these ideas in a slightly different way today, and I wanted to talk about them in the sense of what it takes to change the way our mind works, and what it takes to change our emotional makeup and how we deal with the world. Because the things that we talk about on this show a lot, mindfulness and meditation and getting some distance from our thoughts and learning to question our thoughts and taking action even when we don't feel like it, these are all things that take a lot of work. And I know for a period in my life, I would try something like this. I would hear like, do this thing. question your thoughts. Let's use that as an example. And so I would question my thoughts for a day, and I would still have the same crappy thoughts at the end of the day, and I would give up. So all of these practices that we talk about take a lot of time. We have to do them again and again and again. We have to have the tenacity, like the author of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance did, to submit his book 121 times. Apparently, Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks, was rejected by over 200 investors. So the point is, these things take time. So if you're working on a meditation practice, if you're trying to be more mindful, if you're working to change your thoughts, if you're working to question your thoughts, if you're trying to build an exercise practice and you failed again and again, keep trying. That message is so important. We just have to keep doing these things. There are no easy answers. I wish there were. I wish there was a way to say three special sentences to you and suddenly all your troubles in life would disappear and all your negative thinking would disappear. But that's not been my experience. And believe me, I've looked high and low for those sorts of things and they don't exist. So the only real answer we have is to keep practicing these things, do them over and over and over, and be patient on the results. But by taking these practices, we will see benefit. We'll see small benefits right away, and we'll reap larger benefits over time. But it's definitely a thing you have to keep working for, keep trying. So if you try that new communication technique with your wife tonight, and it doesn't go great, don't go, "Well, that didn't work," and give up. I mean, I've been guilty of that. Like, I'm going to go home, and what I'll do is when that person gets angry with me, I'll respond with kindness. And I do that, and the person still is angry with me, and I think, this just doesn't work, and I give up. But I need to realize that patterns that have been put into place over years and years and years take some time to unwind. The same with thought patterns that we've been having since we were very young. These take some time to unwind, but it's worth doing. Keep at it, stick with it, be patient with the process. If you're looking for a little bit of guidance along the way, we have the One You Feed coaching program. You can go to oneyoufeed.net/coaching to learn more about it. We'll have another episode out on Tuesday as always. Thanks for listening. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.